This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
I am a firm believer that we should forget our mistakes. Why, even the Apostle Paul instructed the Philippian church to do so by his example. That's what Paul practiced, and we are to be imitators of Paul. We also know that when we let go of our mistakes, that they are buried in the soil of our brains. And like I said, that's where they should be. Nonetheless, it can be beneficial at a certain designated time to dig up those mistakes briefly and consider them. How can it make us happier to dig up our past mistakes and to look at them? Well, in doing so, we can note first that none of them destroyed our lives. It's funny how it is that at the time we made the mistake, it seemed much bigger than it does now. Isn't that often the case? At the time, it seemed like the world was going to end. It seemed like our life might even be over or permanently damaged. Yet, in considering the mistake we have written down on a piece of paper, we realize quickly that at the time we overhyped it. Usually it wasn't as bad as we made it out.
Thanks, Daniel. You can listen to full messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.